This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hand Camera School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Dr. Hope Cook, who teaches information systems at Baylor University's Hand Camera School of Business, will share her essay about how technology creates customer value.
Do you remember your parents shopping for a car when you were growing up? What happened? They either went to the one car lot in their town and bought a car, or they drove around for days looking for the best deal. Once they found the best deal, they drove back around to all the competing car salesmen to see if they could get an even better deal. All in all, the first process cost them extra money because they didn't have the information to negotiate the car dealer down. The second process cost them a lot of time because they had to physically meet with all the car dealers to gather the different prices. This scenario illustrates three ways that the Internet has added value to customers. First, it has reduced information asymmetry, which is one party having more information than the other. Historically, car dealers had all the cards in car negotiations. Second, it has decoupled information from the physical item, so you don't have to drive to the car lot to find out information about the car. Third, it has increased convenience. You can shop for items 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In sum, you can have what you want when you want. When business first discovered the Internet in the late 1990s, companies began a frenzy, rushing to do business on the Internet. The slogan was, "E-business or out of business," and many companies thought the traditional business practices would change. Companies invested millions of dollars to do business on the Internet, only to find that the investment actually hurt their profit margins. In his article, "Strategy and the Internet," Michael Porter wrote about this phenomenon and said that the value from companies' investment in doing business electronically actually resulted in lower profit margins. The profit margins eroded because of the benefit the Internet offers consumers. Increased information allows easy price comparison. While online shopping carts, self-check-in, and self-checkout have made transactions more convenient, sometimes you need a person to give you advice, instruction, and solve problems. Have you ever tried contacting some of the online financial brokers? How about returning something to Amazon? Many of these companies have embraced the technology and forgotten the relationships. While technology has changed, relationships are still important. The companies that do well in the electronic environment are the ones that use technology to automate transactions, but realize the importance of strategic relationships. The successful companies keep their employees around and engage them in strategic relationships with customers, like resolving problems, improving processes, and helping customers meet their goals. Consumers can't comparison shop the value from these types of relationships, the way they can comparison shop for items like cars and books.
Dr. Cook is an assistant professor of information systems at Baylor. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Hand Camera School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.